Simulator technology will change our lives beyond just defense applications. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At the 2010 Inter-Service Industry Training, Simulation, and Education Conference in Orlando, better known as ITSEC, ANN and Aero TV got a look at an industry which is dramatically changing defense. But aside from all the headlines being made in the aerospace sector, there are impacts on our lives in other areas too, and implications for our educational system if we're going to take full advantage of this technology. Our own Jim Campbell talked with retired Navy Rear Admiral Fred Lewis, president of the National Training and Simulation Association, about these changes.
We go to a lot of industry events, and they're of two natures. One is the event reflects the industry and celebrates it, but has little involvement in the change that needs to be made. Then there's the other type of event that is at the nexus of progress and change and collaboration and business. And ITSEC is obviously the second. Where did that culture come from? Was it planned? Was it an accident? And what do you do with it? And the second question, and this is the toughest one, a lot of technology out there. Where are the future simulation technologies and the people who are going to develop them coming from?
Let's address the issue of the nexus. I think it's the second case, absolutely. Okay. That's where we are. We have people who are involved, who are committed, who are devoted to this technology and to this community of practice. I think that people understand, they realize that this can make a difference, not just in DOD, but it can make a difference in our economy and in our nation. So that's part of it. The other thing about ITSEC and about NTSA, National Training and Simulation Association, of which I'm president, it was said better than I could say it this morning by Dr. Bowen Lofton, president of Texas A&M at our plenary session. He was our keynote speaker. And he said that NTSA and ITSEC provide the glue that hold it all together. We have regional organizations and industries, you know, in various parts of our nation, and people are often working in parallel without communication. And if you're working in parallel without communication, you're losing lessons learned that others may have had. We in NTSA recognize that we can be a facilitator. That is to bring people together, organizations together, government, academic, and industry organizations together to harness all of that wonderful brain power that's out there that's working all for good purpose, but harness it in such a way that we all move forward collectively. If we can do that, we can increase the pace of the development of our technology. We can become stronger and a bit more powerful in terms of how we influence the utilization of these technologies and how we can describe our pathway to helping the nation. What about our workforce? Where are they going to come from? Mm-hmm. How do we, in this environment, in this day and age, when we are having tremendous challenges within the educational system of our country, when we see countries overseas like India and China, who produce on the order between the two of them about 400,000 engineers every year. And in this country, we produce 30,000. Others are beginning to nibble at that technological lead, that technological edge that we have maintained over time that have made us the great nation that we are. And if we lose that edge, if we lose that lead, we'll become a second-rate nation. So how do we fix that problem? Well, there are efforts today involving something called STEM, and STEM education, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. A few years ago, I determined that we needed to underscore STEM, so we carved out some space on our exhibit floor to devote it to that domain. And we put in some different displays and so forth to enhance and to underscore our commitment to it, but also to give people an opportunity to stretch and try to develop some exciting things that would inspire young people to pursue careers in STEM. I decided to start something called America's Teachers at ITSEC. This is our third year of doing that. We started the program wherein we reached out to the hinterlands of the nation. I don't want people from Florida. I want people from Montana. So we have put together a program where we reach out to those communities, and we say, do you have individuals who'd like to volunteer to attend ITSIC and come and visit us for about 4 or 5 days? And they, lots of people raise their hand, but they all say, we don't have any money. Mm-hmm. So through sponsorships and through NTSA dollars, we fund their travel, we fund their stay while they're here, mm-hmm. and we'll pay for the substitute teacher as
That's
well.
That's compelling.
So because we're serious about it. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful program. They come away from this all sparkly and enthusiastic and really determined to change their lesson plans and take this message of ITSIC back with them to their homes. So in terms of success, the failure of the program is successful. There's no question about it. The problem with that, however, is that it's just a fraction mm-hmm. of the challenge that we have ahead of us in this country. And if we could do something about it, I would make the program even bigger if we could afford it. What's needed, of course, is a national commitment mm-hmm. to do what we are doing here in some way or another, where there's a commonality and a standardized way of doing things. So we understand that problem that you cited in terms of what's happening to our workforce, and we in our own way are trying to leverage what we have here to affect that outcome, which needs to be changed. We need to affect, we need to shift, we need to go in a different direction. We need to encourage young people to engage in STEM education.
More with Jim Campbell and Fred Lewis of NTSA in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the ANN Special Feature. Jim Campbell is talking with retired Navy Rear Admiral Fred Lewis about the simulation industry and the way in which it will impact us beyond the defense sector. We'll close with a look at the future.
When you walk the floor and you see everything out here and you can't help but be impressed by the technology that is, where do we go from here?
What sort of imagination do you have?
Pretty good one.
If you have a good imagination, then that's the limitation.
Gotcha.
The limitation is our imagination. Today, we have the ability for a person to operate in a virtual world with goggles mm-hmm. over his or her eyes. It's not too much of a stretch to think that we have the ability to build those kinds of virtual worlds. It's going to take time, but if you believe in Moore's Law and that Moore's Law is going to continue, then certainly you have to believe then that, yes, that's possible. So I would say we have the capability to get there, and I'd say 25 or 30 years. I believe that we'll have that ability to totally immerse people into a virtual world and a virtual environment.
Retired Navy Rear Admiral Fred Lewis is the president of the National Training and Simulation Association. Find out about the upcoming 2011 Inter-Service Industry Training Simulation and Education Conference on the web at iitsec.org. Jim Campbell is founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.